This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's going on right now? I'm talking with Mike from War Flourish, a band from South Florida. Is that right? Is it Gainesville's not South Florida, it's North Florida.
No, we're more like what's called North Central Florida.
North Central Florida. All right, right on, man. Well, yeah, so it's Mike from a band called War Flourish, and he's hanging out, smoking a joint, and rocking that sick Disma t-shirt. Their album, Psychedelic Realms of Hell, one of my favorite records of last year. I wanted to kind of pick your brain about that and all things War Flourish, but you know, you smoking a joint, so you got songs like Stoned Ape Apocalypse. The album is Psychedelic Realms of Hell, you know, being one of the primary songwriters of the band. How much does like mushrooms, psychedelics and weed play into the world of War Flourish?
It plays pretty heavily into the mythos in our music and, you know, somewhat in our personal lives. I mean, we all smoke and stuff. Well, Carrie doesn't, but we smoke a bit and we're all down with the mushy boys and, you know, it's all very inspiring stuff for us.
Absolutely. So, the album, it's available now. Pretty awesome reaction for the album, I'd say. Would you agree?
Yeah. I mean, I honestly didn't know what to expect, and it certainly exceeded any expectations I did have. So
yeah
it was, I'm super thankful, super blessed.
Awesome, man. Well, for anyone that's unfamiliar, can I get kind of like an abridged backstory, like when did you guys all meet up, and you know, how did War Flourish start?
So War Flourish started with me and John Mamo, who is our drummer and singer. Mm-hmm. But he and I have been in a bunch of bands together, starting at about, I guess, 2016. We started playing together in a bunch of different bands. We've probably been in like maybe 5 or 6 different projects together now. Nice. Just since back then.
Yeah.
So, he was in Hot Graves. I brought him into Hot Graves as the new drummer for the new lineup. And, you know, we were doing all this stuff and he'd been doing a lot of like vocals and stuff. So at some point we're like, yo man, I want to make a band where you're like just the singer. And so the idea was to do a death metal project, a down low dirty death metal project.
Nice. And when officially was that you guys started Warflurge?
I mean, really, like we started like demoing stuff out and fucking around and trying to write shit in like late August or September of 2019.
Okay.
And then we put out like our first demo right at the beginning of 2020, like I think the like New Year's Day or something like that.
Nice.
And then we started really trying to like make some cool shit. Like we had to just like get the first demo out of the way, and then we really started like honing in. And then when we got back from Mexico, from the Total Death Over Mexico Fest, you know, the whole world was in quarantine lockdown mode. So we're like, well, we've already been hanging out, so we might as well just keep having band practice and writing. That's what we did. And then we also put together like a full lineup for the band during that time and started having like band practice like every week. And so.
Well, you guys in Florida, here in Washington State, we were, you know, pretty, I'd say, you know, strong with the like, you know, the lockdown and everything. But it seemed like Florida started to open up a little bit sooner and you guys were having shows. Did you guys get in quite a bit of shows in 2021?
We managed to play 4 shows.
Okay.
In 2021. We played a show the day our album came out.
Yeah.
Which was September 3rd. And that was like our first show ever. And then we played another show later that month. And then we played 2 more shows in November. And that was it.
So now that I'm talking with you, I just remembered, I was racking my brain, like, where did I hear of Warflurge? How did I hear about you guys? And it was when I interviewed Ken from Ken's Death Metal Crypt. And nice. He kept bringing you guys up. He was like, that's the new man. That's the new, you got it. And so I bought your record on Bandcamp just on his, you know, his word alone. And it became one of my favorites. So shout out to Ken, dude.
Thanks, Uncle Ken. Love you, bro.
So tell me a little bit about like the Gainesville death metal scene. Cause you know, being someone who loves punk rock and hardcore, I know about Gainesville from like, you know, like the fest, you know, and like the punk scene from there, like Hot Water Music and like that.
I'm glad you do know that. I'm glad I don't have to explain that to you.
No, I mean like No Idea Records and that kind of and like Less Than Jake, you know, that kind of music, you know. What's the underground metal scene like there? Is it also pretty big?
Nah, it's no? us.
Okay. All right.
There's some cool bands here. There's a band called Stunner who is like kind of more traditional heavy metal, like new wave of traditional heavy metal type. There's this band called Gall. They're like really slow blackened stuff. They're really good though. They're just a really low key band, you know?
Mm-hmm.
There's Born Dead. They're like a grind band. There's all kinds of like, or Found Dead. No, Found Dead. They're like a grindcore band, like Napalm Death style, old school, sure. But they're sick as I'm trying to think. There's not much of a scene around here for like super heavy bands. But there's like a lot of people like kind of doing stuff, you know. There's a black metal band called Vorn, which is some friends of ours that are actually quite good.
Awesome.
But it's not much of a scene. Like we all do know each other, but it's like it's so small, you know.
Sure. So before I go into like kind of your backstory, I'm curious. This might sound like an idiotic question, but what is a Warflurge? Yeah, it's just okay. It's the band.
It's like I spend a lot of time just like trying to come up with a name that, you know, you could put these like I wanted to put 2 words together to make a new word and like have it be something that if you Google it, the only thing that comes up is the band.
Yes.
You know, it's not a reference to a book, a movie, another band or some other music. It's just its own thing, but made up of words that are familiar to you, you know.
You guys have some really trippy artwork. I mean, that's just like one of the things that really pops out when you buy your records or even when you just stream the records. Who does your artwork? Is that a member of the band, or do you guys have a homie who does that, or do you guys commission someone?
Yeah. We the main people we work with a lot are Lucas Valtenberg. He did the cover for Psychedelic Realms.
Yeah.
And we also work with Ian Collazo, Claw 8, who he lives over there in Portland, and or near Portland anyway. And like, he's done the overwhelming majority of our release art at this point. Yeah. He's done like 4 or 5 covers and like some shirt designs and all kinds of shit. So yeah.
Right on. Well, okay. So are you from Gainesville, Florida? Like, did you grow up there or did you move there? Like,
yeah, I moved here in 1998. From okay. South Florida. I grew up in South Florida.
So, you know, what was your first introduction to, like, you know, heavy music, you know, even just as a kid? Like, was it like, you know, an older brother, or did you just find it flipping through the radio?
Nah, like, I was always interested in music, and like, my dad had a sick record collection growing up. You know, he had a bunch of Led Zeppelin and Black Sabbath records. Awesome. And Cream and shit like that.
Yeah.
So
the heavy dad rock. Yeah.
Yeah. And he played guitar though, and so I was always trying to play guitar, but I was into like crazy, you know, like I was into like Anthrax and Metallica and Slayer and all that shit when I was in like elementary school.
Nice.
But like death metal didn't exist then. Like, it was all still building, you know. Mm-hmm. But the first real death metal I got into was Obituary, because they're for all death, but then Obituary was the first one I really liked. Because at first, death to me was just kind of like another thrash band that was just heavier, you know.
Mm-hmm. So you, I mean, you growing up in Florida, I mean, that's like the a major birthplace of, you know, death metal in America. Must have been kind of a trip to be there, you know, and see some of these. I imagine see some of these, like, you know, seminal shows. Do you remember your first like death metal or your first metal show that you got to see growing up?
Yeah, I mean, there was the first ones I got to see were more like local bands.
Yeah.
Because that's the kind of shit I could get into. But it would always be like a mixed bill. Like, it would be like a punk band and like, mm-hmm, kind of like a death metal band and like, you know, maybe a ska band or something. You know, you never know what would happen, but it would just be a bunch of bands trying to play a show. But then when I was like 16, I was in this ska punk band and we were playing a lot at this club. Or a few clubs in like Fort Lauderdale and West Palm, even though we were like, most of us were underage in the band.
Yep.
And
you can play, but you can't hang out.
Yeah. Well, so after a while of playing though, the bouncers all got to know us and they knew we were all straight edge and we weren't going to like anything up and we weren't actually like causing problems. So they would let us hang out. Cause like after the show would end, they would bring in like this whole other crowd of people and they'd have like a goth dance night type of thing. So sometimes we would hang out for that shit, but like every once in a while they'd have like a really good show. And then I would show up and be like, "Will you guys let me in and I'll pay?" And they're like, "Man, you get in here, whatever." Cause I had a good rapport with those guys. And because they saw me punching skinheads in the pit, that's perfect, why they liked me so much. They're like, "This little kid is like knocking skinheads in the forehead.
He's not down with those racist ass." Exactly.
Well, and also they were just being bullies in general. Yep. So these guys weren't even racist skinheads. They were like sharps or whatever.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
They were just dickheads.
Yeah, sure.
But anyway, so those guys were cool with me. So they would let me in. And one time I got to see Death when I was like 16.
Nice.
I got to see like Malevolent Creation. I got to see Obituary. I got to see, there was other like smaller bands like Guardy Lou and like Raped Ape and like these other bands that were popping off around here at that time.
All right. Well then, I guess I got to ask what's your, like, what would be your big four Floridian death metal bands? It doesn't have to be like, you know, the critics' choices, but just like your personal ones that were the most inspirational to you.
ones that I like. Yeah. I'm really more of a strictly, like, I like Obituary, Morbid Angel. I like Massacre a lot when they, like the early Massacre first albums. And then probably, I don't know after that. That's hard.
And Warflurch. There you go.
Nah, Druid Lord. I love Druid Lord.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Okay, nice. I don't know Druid Lord. I got to look that up. I got to check that out.
They're like, it's a band that's made up of people from a lot of like super sick bands from like all eras of like cool Florida, like death metal. Like yeah. Tony, he's in Massacre now.
Nice.
But he was in like all band. He was in like Equinox and they were in like Acheron.
Mm.
And Chris, the guitar player, he's in Killing Addiction, which is another big Florida band for me.
Nice. Okay, so you're in this punk and punk and ska band, and you know you're getting older, and you get to getting into the scene.
Well, see, now, before I had that band, I had like thrash metal bands and like yeah.
So when did you pick up an instrument? How old were you when you first started playing?
Like 10 or 11.
Cool, nice.
Yeah, because my dad just had guitars around the house, you know, so I would just like play the fucking guitar, you know.
Yeah. Was your dad in bands?
Oh yeah,
nice too.
He was in bands when I was like. Well, it's funny because he was in bands like when I was like a kid or when I was a child, like a baby, and then he stopped doing that because he had to work, and that always bummed me out. And like, it's pretty much almost even maybe before, but as soon as that motherfucker retired, bro, he like started this band where they were gigging out like at least every other weekend and like playing all kinds of. Dude, and so I got to go see him doing that stuff, and they were playing covers, but they were playing like some good, you know what I mean?
That's awesome.
They were playing like Stevie Wonder songs and like they would even play like Bruno Mars. And they were funking it down, bro. I'm like, this is tight. Actually, one time I got to get on stage with them. We played The Boys Are Back in Town.
Nice.
Yeah, me and my dad did the guitar harmony bit. Yo,
yeah,
that was a sick father son moment for sure.
That's epic, man. Talking about firsts and so, you know, I commented on your Disney t-shirt. So thinking back to when you were, you know, a kid growing up, what was your first band t-shirt?
Wow. That's a great question.
Mine. And you know what? No shame here. So this is, mine was a No Doubt Tragic Kingdom t-shirt. So I'm not the most brutal dude when I admit that. So even if it's embarrassing, what was your first band t-shirt?
I mean, honestly, I don't know, man, because I didn't have, actually, I think my first real band shirt was an Iron Maiden shirt.
That's clutch. Awesome.
Yeah, it was a Somewhere in Time Iron Maiden shirt. And the thing was, I didn't really like Iron Maiden that much, because at that point I was already listening to like thrash metal and like Slayer and shit like that. But I thought their artwork was super sick. And, you know, I liked a lot of the riffs. I just didn't always like the vocals. You know, I wanted hard back then, you know.
Sure.
I like Iron Maiden a lot now, but back then I was more about the art of it.
So nowadays, what's your most prized metal band t-shirt? Mine is this Metallica Wherever I May Roam t-shirt. It was a tour shirt. It's the white one with their faces on it. I found it for $5 at a Value Village, which is like a Savers, like a thrift store. So I found it for $5. So that's my prized possession. I had to stop wearing it because I was just like, I'm going to stain the hell out of this. It's going away in the vault. What about you, man?
I don't know, dude. That's a hard question to answer. I have a really sweet Morbid Angel bootleg tie-dye that I got from my boy. And to me, it's
cool shorts for cool shirts.
Yeah, 420, cool shirts 420/69. My boy Dylan.
Yeah.
And I have two of them, but one of them is like so good that I don't even want to wear it.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. But like in terms of something that I don't know, I don't really have a shirt like that. Actually, I feel that kind of that way about the shirt I got when I saw Demolich play on tour for the first time. Because that's just like a really big band for me. And I never thought I'd get to see them, especially not in Florida.
Yeah.
Definitely. At like a little place. You know, I figured if I saw them, it'd be like a huge festival type thing.
Definitely. Well, I think I might be actually heading over to, well, depending on what the world looks like in this year, but I'm hoping to go to Maryland Death Fest this year. Have you gone to any, you know, huge metal festivals like that before?
Yeah, I've played a few in the few years, like my other band, Hot Graves, we played some back in the day. And this is actually before they were kind of as big and well-organized as they are now, but
sure.
But like in 2020, we played the last death metal fest that happened for a very long time, dude. We played Total Death Over Mexico 3.
That's awesome. That was with Fetid?
Fetid played too. All a bunch of people from your way were out there. Cerebral Rot, Mortiferum.
Killer bands.
It was mostly all killer, no filler lineup. There was a couple awesome whatever bands, but they had to, it was a lot of replacements, you know?
Yeah. All right. Well, okay. So you come back, the world's a totally different place, at least, you know, most of the world. And you come back, what are you drinking? You're drinking some wine, getting classy here.
Oh yeah.
Nice. So you come back, and you know, things are a little bit different, but let's say you're having like a crappy day. What's an album that you can reach for that can put you in a good place mentally? Like whether it's to, you know, get some aggression out or just like ease your brain a little bit from a crap day. Is there an album you can reach for?
There's a couple I could say right off rip. Nunslaughter, the Hex album.
Yeah.
That just cheers me up. Like
Nunslaughter cheers you up. I love it.
Like nobody's fucking business, man. That album right there, like, will turn a frown upside down so quick for me. And another one is not death metal or anything, but it's this band Funeral Chic. You ever heard of them?
Yeah. Kind of, you know, hardcore-ish. I don't even know how to describe that actually. It's like rocking.
It is rocking, but it's
kind of DB,
kind of blasty.
Yeah.
Grindy. But like the production kind of makes it sound like a hybrid between Swedish old school death metal and black metal.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's very kind of all over the place, but mostly it's just super angry. And And I just get such a kick out of that.
They played here in Seattle with Incendiary and Integrity. That was a cool show.
That sounds pretty buck.
Yeah, it was a good one. It was a good one. So you know, what's 2022 look like for you guys? Are you guys going to be, you know, playing out? Do you guys have any plans to gig, or are you guys going to be working on new material?
Well, it's funny because we just recorded 8 new songs in the studio, right?
Awesome.
At the end of the year, in our little breaks between the shows we were doing, but we have to finish that stuff eventually. And then we're actually going to go on tour in a few weeks here with Maul and Writhing Shadows. Maul is from Fargo, North Dakota.
Nice.
And Writhing Shadows is from around Birmingham, Alabama.
Cool.
So we'll be touring around with those guys for a couple days. Coming up here at the end of January and the beginning of February. And then we're just going to keep booking shows. We're scheduled to play Total Death Over Mexico 4 as Warlord. Yeah, I don't know. It's
that's exciting.
It is exciting. So we're gonna try to book a lot more shows, but we're gonna definitely finish a record, and we got some splits lined up. So yeah, there's tons of stuff on the horizon.
Staying busy, man. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we look forward to it. And, you know, I don't want to take up too much of your time tonight. It's pretty late over there on your side of the United States. It's probably almost 10 by now. Actually, it is almost 10 by now. So my last question for you, dude, pick a scar on your body. Tell us the story of how you got it and show us if you can.
I don't know which, I can't remember what side it's on. Actually, no, there's a scar right here. I don't know if you can see it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's like a little slash. So when I was like maybe 4 or 5 years old, something like that. I don't know. It was in the middle of the night, but it was during, I think, Hurricane David. One of those hurricanes from that time. And I don't know. I just like rolled out of my bed and like hit my shelf that was on this, like my bookshelf that was near my bed. Somehow it was pretty far away from my bed, but somehow I still managed to whack it really hard, and it split my head wide open, and I was just like covered in blood. And I went to my parents' room. I'm like, mommy, I don't know what I told them, but then they turned the lights on and I was just like a bloody mess. So my dad had to take me to the emergency room in the middle of this hurricane. And I remember that too, because I'm in the car and I'm like wrapped up in a blanket. And I'm holding like a rag to my head, and I'm looking out the windows, and there's like trees blowing sideways, and there's like no cars on the road, and there's like traffic lights blowing everywhere. And I'm just like, oh yeah, this is
not an opportune time to go to the emergency room, but hey, it's.
Yeah. And the worst part is, so they had to sew my head up, right? So you know what they did? They strapped me into this thing that looked like, an ironing board with like a straight jacket attached to it. And they put me on this thing and they like pinned all my arms and they like Velcroed me down, which freaked me the entire out. And I started like screaming. And then, and they sewed my head up and put like 6 stitches in my forehead.
Well, that is quite the memory, man. You should write a song about it.
I can't believe that I remember it so well. I guess any memory that's like that acute, I guess, kind of stands the test of time, you know?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's traumatic, dude.
Yeah. And plus my parents like filled me in on other details. So now it's kind of just like a story in my mind too, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. Right on, man. Well, okay. Well, new Wharf Lurch in 2022, hopefully. And you guys are going to be playing some gigs. Any final words before we let you go?
Hey, stay flirty, everybody.
Stay flirty. I like it. Dude, thank you so much, man.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.